have to say there's probably been an awful lot more discussion about this on the Scottish side up until now. And it's quite interesting now that the vote's got so close, you know, in terms of time. It has also got closer in terms of like the yes, no, much less predictable. And I think that has sharpened people's minds on the English side of the border. And there's now, I think, a much greater awareness of what the implication might be.
What does this really mean for our listeners? Is it something that we should be paying attention to?
It certainly should be. Cumbria's part of the UK, it's part of England, and there are implications of this nationally. And there's all sorts of issues that are going to arise. I think if there's a yes vote about uncertainties that surround currency and the negotiations that are going on about tax and levels of tax and so on. And of course, while those things are happening, it creates an environment that's uncertain for business, and that's going to have implications for the way in which businesses and financial markets make decisions. And even a local scale in terms of like people's daily lives. Carlisle is already a border city. People commute across the border on a regular basis. People travel to education, travel for recreation, travel for shopping, and all of those kinds of behaviours might be affected over time. Even if there's a no vote, actually, those differences are likely to increase because of the current debate that's going on now about devolution max, devo max, suddenly come on the agenda very late in the day, I suppose. There are already differences in policies across the Scottish border, and I think those, whether there's a yes or a no vote, we're going to see more of those differences.
So is there both positive and negative implications that could come from an independent Scotland then?
It's always the case. There's never a simple one-way answer, is it? Because I would guess that if there is a yes vote, there are opportunities where there are differences to collaborate on certain types of things. And we've already seen this, actually, as the lead-up to the vote has come forward. There's been a lot more discussion about public authorities collaborating with one another across the border. And that actually is quite a good thing because you get better coordination across the border. That can actually have a beneficial effect upon the way in which public resources are used and the effectiveness with which policies are delivered.
What are the possible positive and negative implications that we'd have from the no campaign?
If it's a no vote, on the Scottish side, there'll be an issue about how to resolve the political situation where you've got a context of a country that is pretty divided on the issue. So there'll be issues to address in terms of that. On the England side of the border, I guess there will be less threat in terms of the economic uncertainties that might arise from discussions that might take place. But even more, I think energy ought to go into the cross-border collaboration to make sure that the border areas are working together to try and get the best outcomes for communities that lie either side of the border.
Does it really, really matter to that everyday Cumbrian then? Will they notice the difference whether we get a yes or a no in their everyday lives?
I would say it is significant, not least because Cumbria's not an island. Cumbria is part of a global economy, and this vote, we've already seen financial markets reacting to the possibilities of outcomes. So it will have ripple effects, some of them short-term, some of them long-term.